Blog Talk Radio.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play.
That right there was that man, Santiago. That's Nightlife off of his latest project, Nightlife 55. All right? So he is a special guest tonight, man. Just dropped this new project. It's called Nightlife 55. Definitely go to shotbangers.com right now and check that out. It's basically an amazing array of dreamlike symphonies for the soul. That man, Santiago, basically 11 dark synthesized tracks to tell various stories over superior production, y'all. Definitely go and check that out. How you feeling, Santiago?
I'm doing well, man. How about you? How you feeling?
Man, on 10. On 10 off that 55, man.
That's good to hear, man. Good to hear.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about that cut we just played called Nightlife. Like, what went into writing that?
Well, Nightlife, in terms of the project, it's kind of like a way, like, to kick off the whole theme of the whole thing, which is pretty much, thoughts and ideas that go through in the nighttime, the nightlife, right? So it's like being, like, in the club, like, all those sounds, all those, like, you know, all that chaos going on. And I feel like that song kind of, like, reflects, like, that club vibe, like, especially with the lyrics, like, let that liquor kiss your lips, you know, let that, you know, drink up, you know, smoke up, let all your freaking, all those thoughts and all those problems go away for tonight, you know, just live it up for tonight.
So is that, like, the vibe of the whole album,
That kind of like sets it up, as in like that's the beginning, and then throughout the album, like it kind of touches more about like the afterthought. So like what happens after the club, right? So after you go home, and like when you're driving back on 55, I-55, you know, just my personal reference, and you could be wherever,
okay.
I-95, I-90, whatever it is. You're driving back home, just kind of thinking like, you know, like all the afterthoughts, like you know, think about a chick, think about your family, or like, what am I gonna do the next day? You know, like pretty much things you don't think about when you're when you're at the club. When you're at the club, you're more about like,
right.
Let's just party, let's forget about everything. On the way back home, you kind of like start to reflect a little bit. So it's kind of like a personal, like my personal idea of like going back home. Like it kind of reflects like my life kind of, where like when I'd be heading home sometimes, I was just thinking about like, damn, like should I have gone out today, or should I have stayed home and, you know, and worked? Or should I have spent time with the family instead? You know, thoughts like that. So kind of yeah, kind of like both of those ideas of like having fun and at the same time having those responsibilities that come after that. So,
word.
Yeah.
So I was wondering about why it was named Nightlife 55, like what the 55 represented. But I guess you just explained it in a nutshell right there. After
yeah.
55. Okay.
Yeah. That's what
so
that's
for me,
based
it would
on,
be
yeah.
I-94, Nightlife 94.
Yes.
Dan
yeah.
Ryan, baby.
Yeah. I mean, it could be really, I mean, whatever highway it is, I mean, but yeah, that's the main gist of the whole thing. And then every track is kind of like a different idea. So, like, you go to I'm Cool, Snow Tracks, with you know, just different, like, flashes, different ideas that come through the head when you're driving down that highway.
Word. How long have you been doing it?
Man, well, I mean, I've been working, I've been writing for a minute now, but I just started doing it, like, seriously, like, I want to say, like, about, like, maybe, like, 2 years ago, maybe, something like that. I dropped a demo tape before, about a year ago, did some work with that, and then I decided to kind of, like, take a step back, and on this one, I focused more on production quality, on mastering, on mixing. Spent, you know, countless sessions in the studio making sure it sounded right, making sure everything was on point, and then also
soundscape,
making sure I promoted it right. So, yeah, soundscape for sure. Shout out to Mike and Jabari out there.
Yeah, they definitely made sure the sound was right. I mean, the mixing really speaks volumes, you know, as far as, like, what was that, auto-tune?
Yeah, there was some auto-tune on there, auto-tune, Melodyne, stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, definitely the production is beyond. It's beyond.
Sounds
like a very personal album, too, man.
Oh, man, appreciate that. Yeah, we definitely took our time with this. Like, I know most artists kind of like just say, oh, whatever, just throw it out there. Like, I was really, really persistent, very precise. Very perfectionist with how it sounded. I didn't want no clicks, no pops. So, but yeah, they did their thing out there in Soundscape. So, shout out to them.
So,
yeah.
You had mentioned that you started like really, really getting serious about it about 2 years ago. Could
right.
you think
yeah.
back to like what made you decide to go ahead and jump in with both feet? Was there any kind of situation or any kind of push?
The thing is, I was doing it, like, you know, here or there, like, in high school and stuff like that. But, you know, just, like a lot of kids do, like, just, like, you know, rapping in the hallway, recording with the homies, karaoke mic, something like that. Nothing too serious. But then when I went to school and I was going to college for a minute, and I was just sitting in class, and I was just thinking, like, damn, like, I should probably be doing this music thing, because this whole time I'm learning about chemistry, but in my head I'm thinking about what type of song I'm trying to write when I get home, you know? So I was like, so pretty much what I did was I took major influence from J. Cole, right, where he went to college, and kind of used that as a mechanism to do the music thing. So I was thinking I could do the typical, you know, artist thing and drop out of college, or I could use this degree and get a decent job where I could use that money to fund my music career. So that's what I started to do. I graduated. I used that money to, you know, to do the music thing. And yeah, so that's how I got it sounding so perfect. And, you know, we're running the promo now and trying to make sure everybody hears this project, you know. And, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, because most of the time, you know, people don't really know what goes into independent artistry. You know what I'm saying? Like being independent,
right.
Have to pay for your own videos and, you know, studio time. That's a huge decision to make because that's a big investment in yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, like I just didn't want to.
Because,
you know, we did little videos here and there, but I was like, nah, man, I want to get into the major league. I want to, you know, I want to play little ball no more. So, yeah,
any inspirations behind your music, your musical style?
Yeah, I was definitely majorly influenced by you know, by the Kanye West 808s and Heartbreak CD. I gotta say that was definitely a big one. Even like the 808 CD, a bunch of stuff really. You know, even the Weeknd stuff, his early stuff. Frank Ocean, a lot of it also came from like even like Spanish music because I have a Spanish background. Both my parents are from Mexico, so they play a lot of like Mexican stuff, like Jose Jose or stuff like that, which is a bunch of like just Mexican pop. So I got a lot of melodies from there, and yeah, I mean, the whole hip hop thing, you know, of course, you know, Nas, Lupe Fiasco, Common, even new people like Chance the Rapper, definitely big influence.
So I definitely hear the Weeknd. I definitely hear the Weeknd with the melodies, the harmonies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me think of Kid Cudi, too, like the
emo
rap.
Kid Cudi, definitely. I don't even know how I forgot about that guy. But yeah, Kid Cudi for sure.
Well,
yeah.
Come on back. I think he just dropped a song like last week or so. They need to come on back with it. But
I definitely
hear that.
Yeah, for sure. The first two albums of Kid Cudi, for sure, was a big influence for me.
Right. So I guess the other thing I wanted to ask when I was listening to the album was, do you sing?
I want to sing.
You can harmonize. You got that.
Yeah. I got, like, the harmonies and melodies. I mean, I wouldn't jump out the window and say, like, I'm going to, like, an Elton John or something crazy like that, but... But no, I can hold my own, I guess, in the, you know, melodizing and stuff like that. But what I really try to do is make sure I. Huh? Sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
What was that? No, I was just trying to say. Sorry,
do you consider yourself a rapper or a singer?
I don't know. I think I'd fall somewhere in between there. Like you said, maybe more like a Kid Cudi-ish type of vibe. I mean, that seems to be the wave nowadays. But
we don't put you in a box at all and just say it's music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people are doing that nowadays too. I mean, you got, you know, Young Thug kind of doing that a little bit, which Homie Quan a lot too. But I feel like it's a little box. It's a we'll call it an alternative or something. Yeah,
alternative hip hop.
Yeah, I guess we'll just throw it in there.
So, we covered, you know, you beginning your career, you know, you making a big decision, you know, you investing in your artistry, you know, into your career. So, like, what's the end game? What do we see it going, you know, 5 years down the road? Do we see you signing with a label? Is that your goal? Or maybe creating your own label? Being independent, what's really
to do? Well, my goal right now, obviously focus on myself. I kind of want to build my own brand up. As far as signing to a label, I don't know about that. Doesn't seem like the move at this, you know, in this market right now. I think what I'm going for is more like an independent grind. What I would really like to be, I mean, you know, like a Strange Music even type of like empire, like they're all indie, you know, and they got a giant empire, so something like that would be dope. I mean that might not take no 5 years, but you know.
yeah
yeah
it took them about 20 years. But
yeah, it's gonna take a minute.
Yeah. It is the blueprint. And, you know, mm-hmm. the landscape how it is now with technology, you know, you can press a button and everybody hear your music. You know, everybody's falling in love with your music just off of you putting it out there. So, a lot easier nowadays.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So, what's your dream collaboration? Like if you had it like that, anybody you want to work with?
Man. Bucket hip hop wise, for sure, would be Kanye West, number one. Outside of hip hop, it would probably be someone like, maybe even like FKA Twigs. I don't know if you heard about her. She's from the UK. She's pretty dope.
I'm going to look that up. You said FKA Twigs?
Yeah, FKA Twigs. Yeah, she's pretty dope. It's more like an alternative R&B ish type of vibe. But yeah, that'd be dope.
FKA Twigs. I'm writing that down right now. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like, I guess like maybe for like my next solo project, I might try to go a little bit even more left than I did on this one. Maybe a little even more alternative.
Okay. We're gonna hear you play a guitar and all of that.
I don't even know. You know, I might.
Why not?
Might throw in some, you know, some violin and stuff. You never know.
Okay. So yeah, man. We had talked in the back room about your new mm-hmm. video that Tell Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got my homeboy Byro in the video.
How you know
Byro?
So actually a mutual friend of ours kind of got the connection. He sent me some of Byro's stuff on SoundCloud, and he was like, yo man, I got this homie, he raps too, check him out, tell me what you think about it. So I was hearing his stuff and I was like, damn, like I think we could do something dope together. So I hit up my in-house producer, B-Raza, shout out B-Raza. He cooked up something for us, gave us that Tell Somebody beat. I hit up Byro, and he was down for it. He heard the beat. We met up at the studio, you know, recorded that shit. And then we shot the video a couple weeks later. Hit up my boy, Pat Vanahan. And he shot the video, did all the animations, and turned out pretty lit. So I'm glad about that.
Dope. Yeah, we're going to play that in a second. We're going to use that as our outro to our interview. But before we get into that music, tell everybody, well, first I want to hear what you got planned, if you have anything that you planning on doing for 2016.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I mean, you know, if everybody can go out there and cop that Nightlife 55, you know. For the future, I'm actually planning on doing, we're doing an Ocarina video. We already shot the Ocarina video. We're dropping that soon. My boy Pat's working on that too. We'll also be pushing this project, doing some shows out in the city, in Chicago. So if y'all out there, follow me at that man Santiago. My website, thatmansantiago.com. Keep up to date with all the shows and all that coming up soon. And definitely download that Nightlife 55 on audiomac.com.
All right, there you have it. Make sure y'all go and get that Nightlife 55. You can catch him on Audio Mac, That Man Santiago. His Twitter is That Man Santiago, correct?
Yeah, everything That Man Santiago. There's no other man Santiago's out there.
And definitely go and check him out on the Midwest Hip Hop Blog Network at shybangers.com, all the way through wisconsinbangers.com. He's on there with his new music, Nightlife 55. Go ahead and introduce that Tell Somebody, and we're going to get out of here, bro. All
right, bro. Well, I appreciate you guys having me on here. We're about to play that Tell Somebody featuring the boy Byro. Turn up.
All right, one.
Because you're fine. Yeah. running out of space, yeah. I'm all about the peace, all about the peace, so don't worry about the peace. But my boy crazy white Mike just might just cut you in your sleep. But you fucking with me, you fucking with the tits. And there ain't no fucking with the drift. Cause I'll do anything for the same. Yo man just tryna be gay. Get in my business, don't fuck with your boys, man. I'm not I'm getting on. Bringing my mama home, my brand new vehicle. Shipping a miracle straight out of Mexico, right out the barrio. Keeping shit on the night, in I'm the price of my eyes, I'll be lazy. Pull up your problems in the cup, baby, face it. Making so many moves, might need a real estate agent. Your whole team is tagged, cause y'all just complacent. What you mean you ain't get your money up? I've been out here grinding, out here climbing on that up and up. You the type to give up and go bitching like you had enough. I'm the type to get up and complain that I ain't had enough like this. Been working day to day to be somebody. Been watching all the place to be somebody. I'm coming for your spot, better tell somebody. Better tell somebody.